Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Holy Surah continues in verse number 2, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Fusalli li rabbika wanhar. Thus, turn towards your Lord in prayer and offer the sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who grants these blessings. He's the one who deserves the prayer and worship, the blessings that was spoken about in verse number 1. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, the kawthar. So pray to him, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to him and make that sacrifice. Some commentators of the Holy Quran say here that salah, which is the form of worship, and sacrifice are one and the same, where you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, and this is also a type of sacrifice. Other commentators say that the sacrifice here and the salat is the salat on the day of Eid al-Qurban or Eid al-Adha, and the sacrifice is when we sacrifice the animal on the day of Eid al-Adha. This part of the verse refers to the pagans who used to sacrifice animals in their worship of the idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbika, meaning your Lord, to show that the praise and the worship truly belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes this holy surah by saying, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Surely your enemy is the one who will be without offspring. Surely the ones with enmity, the ones with spitefulness, the ones with bad manners, these are the ones who taunted and abused the Holy Prophet. These are the ones who will be without any offspring. The descendants of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Hazrat Fatima, salamun alayha, and her husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam, their descendants are countless in the world today. Whereas descendants of the Umayyads and the enemies of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, they are nowhere to be found or mentioned. So, this holy surah, Suratul Kawthar, Surah 108, the smallest surah in the Holy Quran, with just 3 verses, but a big and abundant meaning. This was a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.